Juvier's restaurant may serve hamburger joints. Well, maybe it served a broader menu than a hamburger joint. Came on the scene in 1963, and I was a regular customer there until the place, until the building was sold in 1957. It was not officially Cubies. The name on the front of it was Ralph's Cafeteria, but we call it Cubies anyway. The name sort of comes around. This is sort of hangout for, professors, for the most part serious students. Vaguely the same sort of crowd that today would hang out at Bedford's Banquet. In many cases, they're the same people we're talking about 15 years ago. I first began coming around there.
Did you have, like, a
regular
unit?
Well, there were a number of Cubies registered. We sort of knew each other. I knew everyone who would be in this place. Almost everyone. There were occasional periods of peak activity, like during the football game, there was a crowd in town that wouldn't know. The food was not particularly good, but I heard not too deep there.
It wasn't from experience,
an incident or two, or spending the morning in the walls room.
We were talking about
what we were doing. Well,
the
food wasn't good.
No,
it wasn't
really bad.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not a distinguished family. Cheap stuff. There are a few restaurants like that that survive. I mean, it's something that we've always covered.
Yeah.
It's all about fast food.
Did you, do you remember anything that
when
they had, you know, during the
60s,
it closed down in 67,
right? Yeah. Well, there weren't that many
revolutions. Yeah.
But I do know that the hippies sort of made a decision that the owner of the joint, Spiro Caceres, didn't get along too well. Drugs and more, some of the more far out people didn't like to take the
Okay, I'll just, like the Jane 60 that you sang the hymns and
not too well. I mean, some of them were a bit obstreperous. Mm-hmm. Like the famous Helen Harrison, who was here, a character who resembled Julie Christie's first wife in the film, first husband in the film, Dr. Zhivago, he looked like that. Mm-hmm. And he was, in the early days of the 60s, radicalism, he was sort of throwing the side of Spiro. Spiro made a fool of himself. Business began going down around 66, 67. Mm-hmm. Spiro raised the price of coffee. Food got worse, and for a while they tried entertainment in the place. Mm-hmm. I recall having predicted to him when I saw a bandstand and someone else came in and put in money, to bring in tax and so on. And I directly predicted to Spiro in 6 months to be off to a Christmas. Just to make it. Mm-hmm. The character of the place changed.
What happened to the people that started coming in?
Yeah, it fizzled out. Mm-hmm. It fizzled out. There was a group of faculty members who used to be there on Saturday morning, Russell Lyon, Madison Field, Robert Sullivan, and that crazy political party. Lawyer, the political science problem, the division problem, was sort of gadfly around escapement. I would occasionally join the group. I would see Lori Crane now before I met him. But it's fizzled out. I think I really came to Cubies when I first began coming in sort of beginning of the beginning of the world.
It was like the people that had been down there, and kind of they were just ready at the night that I would need to come up with
them. No. And there were some regulars from town, you know, Lamhart, the wife of Professor, the widow of Professor Max Lamhart, of our political science department, the last mayor of the Free City of Thompson. She taught German here. She had been a dancer early in her life. She died in 1957, around the time she was born. She was one of the regulars. There's a number of other characters. I mean, the place had quite a point.
And then you went there, what did you do for song?
Well, it was like a French cafe or a coffee house. You know, you sit around and talk. People loved the place. You know. I made photographs. I had quite a collection of portraits of them. I don't know if there's that much left to say.
You just, like, you can just get some questions, like, like, did you get, were there any characters or anything, like, that were typical to the play? Like, did you always know somebody's going to be there? Was there any like a certain person? Really?
Well, I knew that certain types of people would be there. There were all kinds of characters. Some people seem to just hang out there. I was there. I would study, read, do my work. I don't want to be alone. I'd sit off on the floor.
Did they have like a jukebox
there?
Or was it
just
like that?
Well, no one ever played it.
No one
ever played it? It was the center to play the jukebox.
Really?
Right. Seldom was it played. Now, at least this is true when I was growing up, that he was playing before.
Like, what? Who
started
your
band? Well, one of my friends in the Department of History went there.
And
talked with Jews.
What did you do when they started that? Was it exciting?
Not particularly. Well, to some people, I recall I was in there, I made pictures of the place as it went down, giant somewhere. There are pathetic pictures of some of the old posters, and the gumball machine is the last broken content still valid. People thought of it, perhaps presumptuously, at the end of a greater history of these kind of things. I think that time just passed the place by, it sort of died. So we got really driven into the ground by the mother. That's Spiro Casales. Now his father, Mr. Casales, had run it before with a Greek restaurant tour and customers pleased and happy and then nonsense for life. Spiro really didn't want to be a restaurant.
But it was like, he wasn't still learning that atmosphere or something, but he was in there. He was thinking,
well, he really, his persona, his personal style, didn't exactly adhere to too many of the academic. He was lazy and foolish and foolish. Not the sort of character whom you would expect to do well in that kind of business in an academic town. Now, the main business street of East Lansing was considerably more grubby than it is now. I mean, the the building of the Jacobson store, that gorgeous new building in the parking lot in front of it, added greatly to the atmosphere of the city. Getting on that. It was rather grubby. There was a parking lot behind it, an unpaved parking lot for the outside of that ground, a gas station at the corner, so on. And across the street where Discount Records went was a Big Boy truck. That too was being driven into the ground.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, there really wasn't, for a while, a decent place to eat in downtown.
Mm-hmm.
The part that had to do with the booze thing. It's hard to make fun of just a restaurant.
Mm-hmm. Was it? It was more like a home type place. Like, do you think it wasn't like, okay, like you said, like that day, that day, that day. I would associate that with like the intellectual.
Well, it was a hangout for intellectuals.
Mm-hmm. But it was it more like a small town, that type of thing? Is that what you're saying?
Like, well, not like a small town at all. I mean, it was a certain. Not a fun, but people who enjoyed intellectual conversation more than anything.
Did they ever get any
problems? I don't think so.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's more discussions than arguments.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, since I make a distinction between an argument is not a discussion. It was a good place. I mean, I value the people I met there were funny. Not terribly attractive.
Mm-hmm.
When the place came down, we learned how filthy the kitchen was. Well, I think he had some problems with the city authorities.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes probably wishing to. Mm-hmm. After I had a minor episode of food poisoning there, I gave the person part of the cube.
Like, did you ever sit anywhere in particular? Did you just sit in the same spot, or was it just like...
No, I granted no.
You just go over there and sit in? Because sometimes people just like, you know, their own special place.
No. I would generally sit when the light was right, so I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice place to make focus. The light is open, beautiful. Large windows in front.
Mm-hmm. I think to this place, like, really... Like, Beggar's Banquets are really dim and kind of big, heavy oak, but, you know, big wooden things. But I can't even picture what this place would look like.
Well, maybe I have a picture of the gumball machine in front of the joint. Yeah. Now, here now. The front window of QB's restaurant, River Avenue, Place, and Interior in 1956. This photograph shows the gumball and weight scale. The establishment is always a look at QB's, not a lot of special titles. Professor Russell B. Nye of MSU is planning to follow. QB's restaurant, where Jacobson now stands, serves several generations of MSU students as a meeting place for coffee, donuts, and deep philosophical discussions. Under the indulgent eye of owner Spiro Caceres, the current became a true Dionysus Temperna in the spirit of ancient Athens. That's my photograph of the book. I'd let you have it except it's being sent in to be published in my book.
Mm-hmm.
But at that time, this was published in one of those underground radical papers period called The Paper.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, you can go to the special collections. I think they have The Paper to appear on the back page or somewhere, a large blow-up.
Was that anyone? At the time it was
closed in 57? No, it was close to 67.
Mm-hmm.
66. Mm-hmm. Anyone who was in East Lansing at the time would instantly recognize what that was.
Oh, it's like an advertisement or something?
No.
No,
I just made a picture. What if I can't rep? But it's really sort of like a snapshot. Everyone who, you know, that would be meaningful to the people who were in the earth. Like, Fisher, you're a cat. You know, you're a cat, but Fisher has meaning to you that it might not. I occasionally see Sparrow, a furtive figure in town.
Did you go
into place
now?
No, I'm too busy to hang out. I hang out in my office doing all day. No, well, right here, I'm, you know, this coffee here in the building. The custom of, you know, like apartments and offices running coffee business here. Now it does, and there's less need, so across the street for a cup of coffee. But I guess because it was close to the side of campus, and most people who went there were, you know, history, English, war. Okay.
Thank you very much.